Were there any problems with raising of your children in this environment?
Yeah, so in the beginning children were getting confused. They had a language problem because we were speaking Indian language when they go speak in English. But then slowly they stop speaking Indian language and they become more English. And that was a mixture of two cultures. So slowly they came out of it, so they knew what we want, but we also adjusted with their needs too.
Who supported you in this country?
When I came in the beginning, I was getting a scholarship to do my master's degree and my wife was working. So nobody supported me, I'm a self-made person.
Where was your wife working?
Oh, she was working in a company called Hepworth. It's a clothing business. So after working for 2 years, she also studied here and did teacher training, PGCE. And she became a teacher and she also got a job as a teacher, science teacher. So we were making good money.
Have you come to believe that the UK is your home?
Yes, now if I want, with my pension, I can always go back to India. But now I have spent more time in UK than India. So I feel more comfortable in UK than in India. But I still maintain some ties with India.
Do you remember any memorable events of your life?
Yeah, my memorable events were when I got my PhD and I was blessed by God by his son and daughter in this country. They were born in Manchester. Those were the very happy moments of my life. And then I was getting progress in my profession too. My wife was also having a respectable job. She was a teacher. I was working with GEC as a professional engineer. I had also got designation as a chartered engineer. So those were the achievement, professional achievement, and reasonable pay. So I feel very happy here in this country again. Now more than 60, I got free medicine, medical. So I don't think I will be ever a burden on my own children. So I'm quite happy.